Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment has been changing the lives of authors for many years. Stephen E. is the best-selling guru and has helped more than 1,000 authors create bestsellers from their own books. He's also the creator of one of the fastest-growing book series in the world, that is, Wake Up, Live the Life You Love, now with over 30 books in print. Stephen E.'s last 26 books, by the way, have been bestsellers. Stephen E. is dedicated to teaching people find their purpose in life. He's worked with many of the leading inspirational authors and speakers. You've heard all these names: Michael E. Gerber, John Azaroff, Harvey McKay, Michael Drew, Wayne Dyer, and many others. Now he wants to help you make your book the next bestseller like he's done for them. Let's find out how he does it. Joining us on the line from somewhere near Long Beach, California, is Stephen E. He's the best-selling guru. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take us back to younger Stephen E. and the evolution of all of this. What was your awakening around finding purpose and the idea that we could all express ourselves by writing a book?
Well, thanks for asking. It all started with me in my early 20s. I was sleeping and really minding my own business, just going to sleep. And at 2 a.m., I had a loud voice that screamed in my head, and it said, write a book. And literally, I jumped out of bed and said, whoa, what was that? I thought maybe somebody was playing a prank on me or what was going on. Nothing like that ever happened to me before.
Wow.
And it just was what people talk about, that burning desire. The next morning, I woke up, and I knew I needed to go out and write a book. And I wrote my first book, and I called it Wake Up. And what you said, you know, was my awakening, or how did it, you know, my wake-up moment was writing my own book. And now I know that out of a million books written, 950,000 books sold less than 99 copies.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, when I was a kid, I had no clue about how to market a book or how to get the book out. But I did have some burning desires and that perseverance of not stopping and to learn how to go out there and share my book with the world. And it took me many, many years. And I realized the reason why is because I wrote a book as an author. And the key is I find so many people that write a book, they think like an author. They don't think like a marketer. And the key is you could have the best book in the world, but if you don't get the word out about your book, nobody reads it. So throughout the years that are in my early 20s, I really learned business, and I really learned how to put systems into businesses. And then just recently, about 7 years ago, I decided to start my second book. And when I did, I came in with more of a business mind. I came in more with a system. And I have to say I've been very, very blessed because in this last about 6.5, 7 years, I created over 30 books, over 26 bestsellers of my own series, and I've sold more books than 99% of people on the planet. So I've really learned a marketing system of how to share your book and share it in a big way. And one last thing. About 5 years ago, when I made my first book a number one bestseller, 3 days after I made my book a number one bestseller, $250,000 came into my life. It flooded into my life so fast in 3 days. So $250,000 just came into my life. And then 7 days later, another $250,000 came into my life. So in a short time, actually, in like 10 days, I had over $500,000 come into my life. And I'll tell you, it wasn't because I made money on my book. I made money on my business becoming a best-selling author. And so that's why I'm so passionate and so purpose about helping people make their book a bestseller. Because I'll tell you right now, there's not much money in books, but there's tons of money using your book as a powerful tool to take your business to the next level. And becoming a best-selling author helps your business bring more clients into your business and to put money into your pocket. So for one thing, I know 100% that my life is on purpose because now I get to help other authors. And just think, if you're listening to this call right now, we come up with a marketing plan, we make your book a bestseller, and one day you sell millions and millions of copies. Well, guess what? I'm a small part of your purpose now. And now what I see with my whole life is I'm expanding, helping other people get their message out, get their book out in a big way, and most importantly is to make that book a best-selling book.
The basic dumb question, Stephen E., around all of this is why is it so important to make a book a bestseller?
Oh, that's a really important question. one thing, again, 950,000 books sold less than 99 copies. And this is a true story. This happened like last week. I was in Starbucks, and I heard this guy. He was talking to his friend, and he said that he was listening to this radio station, and he heard about this book by a young kid that wrote about how you could go through college without being debt-free going through college.
Yeah.
And I heard this conversation, and I actually, after they talked, I said, hey, do you know how that book, how did that book go for that young kid? And he said, well, first off, I bought a book for my daughter, and secondly, the author is a best-selling author. And right there, I just said, wow, that is so much credibility. He bought a book from this author, a young kid, a very young kid, because he was a best-selling author.
Mm.
And that's the key of a book is a powerful tool for your business card, but becoming a best-selling author is now another tool for your business, and it gives you absolutely credibility. And there's times where when you hear best-selling author, if you're listening into your own front room on Larry King, and you hear someone says, hey, this Larry King says this guy's a best-selling author,
right,
you may think that person sold millions of copies of the book, because that bestseller gives that status of being the credibility and being the best with your book. That makes sense?
Yeah, the idea of being the best becomes part of the brand. You can hold that out on your shingle. It has gravity. You know, there are many books written over the years, Stephen E. What are some of the ways authors can make money with their books? And I realize you have the system for doing this. We'll find out more about that. But just give us a sense of how folks can make money with their books.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you only try to make money on your book when you first write your book, I almost could guarantee that you're going to go broke. It's a sad thing, but it's so true. You have to have other money coming in to continue to keep on putting money into your marketing so your book will get out in a big way. That's probably the most biggest part I see authors do. In the beginning, they just try to make money from their book. So eventually, you may make some money from your book. You may get an advance from your publisher one day. Once you get a track record, you get a fan base. You may sell many books to corporations. There's many ways that you could make money on books, but I'll say that it's very, very small amount of money. However, your book, especially being a best-selling book, could open so many doors for you to make money. I have to say that I've been, again, very, very blessed to how to go out and speak in an hour's time and make up to $100,000 to $200,000 in 1 hour speaking. Not because I'm a great speaker, because I'm a best-selling author, and that got me on stage. Then I shared my information to the audience, and the audience bought, so I could make up to $100,000 to $200,000 speaking. That's powerful from a book. Another thing you hear so much about is internet marketing. Well, great. When you're a best-selling author, other best-selling authors want to speak to you. You're in the same league. You're a Brad Pitt or Tom Hanks. You're in the same league as other best-selling authors. So guess what other best-selling authors have? They have a fan base and a database of fans that they have. So when I created myself being a best-selling author, other best-selling authors wanted to promote me to their fans. So there's times where we sent one email out to a fan base of an author, and we did another $100,000 or $200,000 with an email campaign. Teleseminars, you hear about, you get interviewed on conference calls. Well, the same thing. We were so prosperous one time, we did $1 million on an hour phone call. And why? It's because I became a best-selling author. I started to hang out with a Harvey McKay's or the Dr. Wayne Dyer's or the Anthony Robbins Foundation. I started getting to hang out with the top people in this industry. They saw me as the level that they're at, because they're best-selling authors, and I'm a best-selling author too. So the key is we have to surround ourselves with people that are successful in our industry. And every successful author out there that's making money in this industry, they're all best-selling authors. So that book, again, is a door opener to make money. Eventually, hopefully, you'll make money on your book. But look as the door opener to make money for your business.
The book
Does that
is the
make sense?
Absolutely. The book is the door opener. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Stephen E. He's the best-selling guru. And the website, of course, www.bestsellerguru.com. And for those listening who are interested in getting more information about how to create a best-selling book out of your manuscript, you want to work with Stephen E. There's also a phone number they can call to reach you, Stephen.
Yeah, it's 562-884-0062. That's 562-884-0062.
You know, as I listen to sort of the architecture, the way you orchestrate all of this, the book is the platform, it strikes me you've worked with some of the best known authors, speakers, and gurus, and it would seem intuitively that these folks would know how to make a business out of the matter of creating a book. What is it that some of the best or leading speakers or thought leaders don't understand about how to create a best-selling book from the work they've done?
Well, that's a great question. However, most great people out there that you know their names, some of the authors out there, yeah, if you really talk to them and speak with them, I would have to say 99% of them are all great business people. They're all systematic guys. They all know how to run a business.
Yeah.
So the key is most of the authors out there that are really making a name for themselves and out there sharing their information, they all, most of them all have great, great businesses on the back end. And again, some of these authors that you've seen or you've heard of, you know, for the last years, they've been around for 30 or 35 years. So I have to say that the market industry is completely changing in the book industry. It's completely changing. Now when you go on Oprah or Larry King, people don't rush off to go in bookstores and buy books. They buy books online. They want a book now. This is an instantaneous society.
Yeah.
We buy books now. So there's a lot of change now, too. So there's a lot of things, if you're going to write a book or you have a book, to really know how to really use that book to capture fans. I've been, in the younger years, I always wanted to sell more books than anybody, and I've been real fortunate to, again, sell more books than 99% of people on the planet. However, now my mind doesn't think that way, David. It thinks about, how could I go out there and say if I wrote a book, how could I capture 2,000 people that, say, 200,000 people read the book, 2,000 people capture it, they become my friends, they do something in their business, and say, just this play that I got $5,000 from 2,000 people. Well, that's a pretty powerful business. That's actually a $10 million business, getting 2,000 customers from a $5,000 product. I just recently working with this guy that's into finance, and he actually he wrote a book, and people invest a large amount of money to his company. So what we're doing with him, we're making him a bestseller, not only a bestseller for a week, we're going to make him a bestseller for a whole year. We're going to strategize and come up with a marketing plan to keep his book in the top 10 on the bestseller list. Again, why? Because he could use PR that his company, his book is in the top 10 on the bestseller list. What do you think that's going to happen to his business? Or a new client walks in and he shows them that, look, my book that I just wrote is in the top 10 and it was number one for 5 months. Do you think they may invest more money into that company? There's a good chance because he is now the leading expert in his industry, bringing clients to his energy field, which is his business. So most people that are really successful in this industry, sooner or later, they find out that they need a business behind it. They're either speakers, they're out there speaking for a high fund of $40,000 every time they go out and speak, or they have ways to create ways for people to come into their seminars, their business, or buying franchises. So there's a lot of different ways you could use that book. But the most smart guys out there, they're all good business people on the back end. That make sense?
Absolutely. Tell us, if you would, about your series, Wake Up and Live the Life You Love. Why did you write it? And tell us what we can expect inside of these, I guess, multiple series.
Sure. With the Wake Up, Live Life You Love, again, I wrote my first book in the early 20s, and I found that, wow, I'm all by myself. I don't know anybody out in this industry, and how do I get my name out there? So, again, I learned to be a good businessman, and all great successful businesses, I realized that it wasn't just one person. It wasn't just one author or the person that started up a great coffee shop franchise or a sandwich franchise. It just wasn't one person. It was many people on that team. So with my Wake Up, Live a Life You Love book series, what I created, I got a name like a Wayne Dyer or Anthony Robbins Foundation, Harvey McKay. I got some big name that everybody would know the name. And I got 50 other people that came into a book. They all wrote stories. For instance, Wake Up, Live a Life You Love, Finding Your Purpose. So 50 people wrote a story about finding purpose with a big name like a Wayne Dyer or John Astaroff in the book. And so what happened, when the book came out, there's 50 of us promoting the book all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how it was so powerful, because there's two things. It got momentum and leverage. The leverage was 50 people in one book, all marketing to their clients, their fans. And guess what? What you could do with 50 people opposed to one, you could move mountains with 50 people. And that's how this Wake Up, Live Like You Love became so successful, because it was a team. And that's what I do with making your book a best-selling book. I become your team player and show you exactly what you need to do to get your name out there, and not only get your name out there, but to put money in your pocket so your name will continue to stay out there and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Extraordinary work you're doing. Stephen E. is our guest, the best-selling guru. Again, the website, www.bestsellerguru.com. Go there, or you can call it 562-884-0062. Tell them you heard about it here on smallbizamerica.com. If you're listening to us on the radio stream or otherwise, on demand at smallbizamerica.com. Stephen E., thank you so much for joining us on the program, and we'll definitely do it again.
Great. Thank you.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.